Today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin. So we got to the, I assume everyone got to the top of Ayin Zayin Amraf. Makes sense. So the Gemara is talking about doing different kinyanim and osios, whether or not osios are niknas b'mesira alone or without a shtar, or do you need a shtar as well? And so the Gemara on the top of Ayin Zayin paskins, Amar Meimar Hilchasa osios niknas b'mesira. Kirabi, the bottom line is, says Meimar, that we paskin that osios a shtar can be nicknamed by Messiah by handing over the shtar. That's sufficient. And you don't need to then write another shtar along with that. It's osios niknos b'mesira. Now, Tosos has a girsa. I'm not going to go through the whole Tosos, but just look at Tosos, dear Maskel, Amar, Amemar, Hilchasa, osios niknos b'mesira, that the kinyan works through Messiah. He quotes Kasav Rav Yehudai, Gaon, one of the Gaonim, Dein osios niknos b'chalipin. It doesn't work with chalipin. A kinyan sudar doesn't work. Only b'mesira, handing over the shtar. But then he quotes the girsa of Rabbeinu Tam Luri near the Garsinan, ein osios niknos b'mesira, actually the opposite, that osios are not niknos through mesira, and like Rabbanan against Rebbe. So there's a machlokus in girsos, had a paskin based on the girsa in front of us, and a shitas tosos. So the Gemara wants to know now, Amar le Rav Ashi la Meimar, is this a Gemara or is this a Svara? Is it a Gemara? Is this a tradition? Now, the tradition we show them to point out is there's a halacha. One of the klali halacha is Rebbe mechaver velo Rebbe mechaver rav. We paskin Rebbe against one, but if it's Rebbe mechaver rav, Rebbe against two, we don't paskin like Rebbe. So is it a Gemara, a tradition, one of the klali apsak, or it's a svar that's based on logic, we paskin like Rebbe. So Amr Leh, Gemara says, it's a Gemara, there's a tradition we have, there's a Masorah that we have, that we paskin like Rebbe, in this case, at Osios, Niknos, B'mesira, and you don't need to have a shtar along with it. So Gemara says, Amr Vashi, Vashi says, no, it's actually a Svar Nami, it's not only a Gemara, but there's also a logic as to why, the Osios, Mile Ninu, Umili, B'mili, Lo Miknin. This sugi, by the way, is a very, very involved sugi. There's a lot of Rishonim, unclear in many different lines here. But the reason, says Rashi, is because since osios themselves is mile, is words, words with words can't be acquired. So what does that mean? So if you look at the Rashbam, three narrow lines down in the Rashbam, he says, mile ninu, dvarm hu mocher v'lo mamon mamash. I'm selling a person paper, and what's significant is the words that are written on the paper, not the actual money. So I'm giving you mile. Hukach maisa biyadayim dahainu mesira hu ikar kniyasam. You need to do a maisa on the kinyan in order to pass over those mili, the words. Aval shtar acha, to write another shtar on the already existing shtar, lo mahani, because the mili bimili lo mikne, shtar lo yikne bishtar. So Rashbam says you can't write a shtar on top of another shtar, it just doesn't work. So the Rush asks on Rashbam, so granted that svar makes sense why mili bimili don't work, shtar on top of a shtar doesn't work, but this doesn't explain why Mesira does work. That's the kasha that Rash has. Mesira, how do you know Mesira does work? We only know why shtar doesn't work. We don't know why Mesira does work. And that's the question that Rash has. And there's a whole other approach. And there's a whole other girsa here as well as to what the explanation here is. Mili bimili lo miknim. So if you look at Tosos has a whole other girsa here. You look at Tosos di Ramaskil, osios mili ninu. Umili bimili lo miknes. So that gear says it is consistent with what we have, but they explain that really Tosus and other Rishonim have a different gear, so that the Gemara is explaining why is Mesira not enough? Why do you need, according to the Girsa Tosus, why do you need a Mesira plus a shtar to work for Mili? So if that's the Girsa that Tosus explains, Omeri, the Mesira says shtar, kari Mili. He actually thinks handing over a shtar, a mesira alone, that itself is mili, the opposite of what we've been saying up until now. I say, take the shtar. Mesira is, it's all yours, and then you do a mesira. There's no maisa there. It's really me relinquishing my rights here. That itself is mili. Those words I need to say is, again, kani lech shtar. Aval kishakos shtar, when you write a shtar, actually, that's bishmo al hashiv. If I write a new shtar, ein lecha maisa gadol mizeh. That's the greatest type of maisa. So Rashbam and Tosus are the complete opposite. While Rashbam holds writing a shtar is actually mili, Tosus thinks that no, writing a shtar is a maisa. And while Rashbam thinks Mesira is a Maisa, Tosus thinks Mesira is simply a Mili Balma, just saying, take it, it's all yours. That's a very important machlokas of Rashbam and Tosos, the nature of Shtar and the nature of Mesira. Fine.
So according to Tosos, both Ameimar and Rav Ashi would hold that you have to do both Mesira and... When he says Hilchitza.
Yes.
In the Hilchitza itself, it would be...
Mesira plus Shtar. Okay, that's his whole understanding of the Gemara, and that's why he has to understand...
Rav Ashi just comes to explain what he says.
Exactly.
He's not Chayim.
Exactly, and the whole again the underpinnings of the sugya is the nature of shtar and the nature of mesira. That's really the machlokas, and that's going to dictate what girsa you have here. How to paskin if it's osias niknas b'mesira or is it osias niknas b'mesira plus shtar as well. So the Gemara says velo. Now we're going to try to work with shitas Rashbam here. Rashbam says mesira works, but shtar doesn't work because shtar is mili b'mili lo miknin. So velo, Gemara says, is it really true that mili b'mili lo miknin? The ha amar rabba bar yitzchak amar rav shnei shtaros heim. The two types of documents that we have. It's a klal. Zachu b'sadeh. If I say, go ahead and acquire this sadeh, leploni, I want you to acquire on behalf of Reuven this sadeh. Zachin l'adam shelo b'fanav. The kasvu l'asashar, they write a document, the deed is written up. Chozer b'shtar vein chozer b'sadeh. I cannot retract on the sadeh because the moment I'm saying, please acquire this on behalf of Reuven, that's Zachin L'Adam Shlo B'Fanav, it takes place immediately. But the writing of the shtar, I could take back the shtar, because that shtar is simply a raya. Now that raya doesn't help you unless I give it over. So long as I haven't given over the shtar to you, I could retract on the shtar. All that means is there's no raya for you, but you Reuven still owns it. I don't allow the shtar to be given over. That's the first klal, the first important principle in the world of shtaros.
And is there a halakha difference between that or not? Meaning, is it easier for him to say, listen, I didn't give it to you? Or like, what's
he just has no proof. He could deny it. And if one Reuven who now owns it, he has no proof, even though it's really
but
his.
But there are two Edim that they heard that he...
So right, so those two Edim...
If they didn't come forward, there's nothing he can do.
Exactly. I would imagine these two would serve as the Edim, right. Which is, it's harder to produce those Edim than it is to produce
right.
The shtar. So that's point one, that Zachul Adam Shalom B'Fanav works, but the shtar you can retract so long as you haven't handed over the shtar, because again, the shtar is simply Rai Ba'alma, and if he hasn't received it yet, you can't force the guy to give it. Point two, this is the second halach of shtaros. If you say, Amnash Shetichvetu Lo Es Ashtar, if I say, I want you to be Zoch on behalf of Reuven, this Sadeh, but it's only in condition that I write you a shtar. So I'm writing up the shtar. I haven't yet given it over the shtar to you yet. Then I can be chozer bein b'shtar bein b'sadeh. The shtar I haven't given to you yet. And I said the kinyan on the sadeh also only takes effect once you've received the shtar. Since you haven't received the shtar yet, I can also be chozer on the sadeh. Those are the two halachas that Rabbi Bar Yitzchak is mechadish, or at least he organizes for us.
It would seem that Tosfos explains that the reason he doesn't want to give the shtar is because as a call and people will know that he gave it up and he doesn't have any nechassim.
That could be a svar as to why he would do it. We even explained why.
Right.
He's saying, why would a person ever do that? He wants to be mezakeh to someone. Tosis writes that we're chozer b'sadeh, that b'chozer b'shar.
I don't know. There's actually other explanations.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that would be an explanation as to why.
Right.
Fine. So then comes along Rav Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rav Huna. He says, Shlosha Shtaros Hein. He says there are actually three types of documents, or really three dinim, that relate to the world of Shtaros. Trei Hadamon, two that we already mentioned in the name of Rabba Bar Yitzchak. And Idach, the third principle is, Im Kideim Mocher V'Kosov Es Ashtar. If the Mocher, he's selling his property, and he writes a Shtar first on his own. And just look at the Rashbam before we turn the page. The last three lines, Rashbam says, in Kadem Mocher V'chulei, Misha Tzarech L'maus V'rotza Limchor M'nechasev L'chavero. We know that most people won't sell real estate unless they really need money. So this Mocher needs money. He needs cash. So he begins to draft a document, and he wants to sell his property to his friend to get some money. Upamim, says Rashbam, Shu Muta Motze Sofer V'kosev Shtar M'chira. You can find a sofer who's available, and he hires him to start writing a document. He knows a wealthy individual is capable of paying for his property, so he writes up the document, so now it's always available whenever the lokeach is ready to buy. Here, let's finish it, let's not wait on it, the deal's done. So that's what he hires the guy. So then it goes on to say in the Amud Beis now, the Gemara says, Ka'osu shashanina, that we taught, we're going to teach later on in the Masechta here, that kosvin shtar lemocher afal pi shein lo keachimo. One's allowed to do this. You're allowed to write a shtar to Mishnah later on daf kufsa mechazayin amr beis. You're allowed to write a shtar for the mocher, even though that the lokeach isn't present. That's the halacha. And the Rashbam says on top here, the explanation for all this is ka'osu shaninu shemut lasos kein. It's permitted, even though afal gav de mechza kishikra. It looks like it's false because the lokeach never agreed to such a sale. Dein kan hefted l'shum adam. No one's at a loss here. So even though even though it might be mechza kashikra, we care practically, is someone going to be at a loss? Ela l'mocher atzma. The mocher is the only one who's at a disadvantage here. Shim yovet hashar. If he loses the shtar, vim tse'en lokeach, and happens to be the lokeach finds the shtar, it's returned to the lokeach, shekosev b'shmo yiton shalakku mizeh hamocher. Now the lokeach is in the claim. Oh, this is mine. Here's my deed of sale. So the mocher is the only one who's at a loss and a disadvantage, and he's willing to write the shtar, so if he wants to, that's his prerogative. If he, the mocher himself, isn't concerned with such a situation, we're not going to be more concerned than the actual owner, so that's why it's permitted to write the shtar, even though the lokeach is not with him. It's fine. So then the Gemara says, Kevin shehichzik zeh bikarka, nikne shtar b'chol makom shehu. Now, if Lokeach goes ahead with the permission of the Mocher at some point, makes a kinin on the karka, kinin chazaka on the karka, so once he's koneh the karka, well, along with that, he's koneh that shtar that the Mocher already had drafted, wherever the shtar is found, he gets that as well. And that's Zuhi Shaninu, that's what we learn in the Maseches of Kedushin and elsewhere. Nechasim she'en l'machayos, property that has no responsibility, which is, in other words, metaltalin, can be nicknamed, can be acquired through a kinyan that takes place in nechasim sheyesh l'machrayos, with property that does have a responsibility, achrayos, such as a karka, b'kesef, v'shtar, v'chazaka. So when you're kona karka with one of these three ways, with kesef or with shtar, with chazaka, so mimela, you get all the metaltan along with it that the mocher is willing to sell over to you. So again, this third principle is, when I'm kona the karka from the mocher, I also get the shtar that he drafted, wherever that shtar might be. So what's the shaila here? So look at the Rashbam for the shaila. There's a machlokas, Rashbam, Tosos. We're not going to go through Tosos. Rashbam says, so what's the question? Look at Rashbam around 10 narrow lines down. The first word is mekarkai, and then there's a two dots. It says, bekesef, bishtar, ubechazaka. Bekesef shekibel minakarka. The money that the mocher receives from the property, selling the property, oh, shehichzik ba, or the kinyan chazaka that the lokeach does, niknin gam mitaltan. The lokeach is also going to acquire movable objects, in this case, the shtar. Now, kasaka daitach, the havamina here is, hashta da shtar bimili ba'alma mikni, shenisrata hamocher laknos lokeach. So now, it sounds right now that when you say that with shtar, if the shtar works on the karka, the shtar is also going to work on the shtar that the mocher already had drafted. Right now the mocher has a shtar, we'll call him shtar document one. He put the document one somewhere in his filing cabinet. Then later on he says, you know what, to the lokeach, I want to sell you the land. They write a shtar number two, document number two. So now I give the shtar, we transfer the shtar over. I'm kona the property with the second shtar, but also I'm kona the original shtar that you wrote in your, where it's in your filing cabinet somewhere. So we see shtar two is kona shtar one. That's mili bimine niknin.
With the second shtar, what does it say?
It says that you are going to acquire this land.
Which is said, it's exactly the same as
exactly.
The first
so what's being added? What's the additional chiddush? What's going to be added by the first star? I'm not sure what's going to be added by that one. Let's say star one had more properties, a larger portfolio, and the but that's going to be and then star two only has one particular land. So now when I make the kinyan with property A, I'm kona the star one, which has multiple properties, let's say. That could be what the star one might have on it. But we see from all this that mili bimine is niknin. It's going to be a kinyan against what we said above. Okay. Now, what the Rashbam goes on to say here, he thinks this case is not even a case of star. It's even a case of Mili. Look at the toast of the Rashbam again. I mean, Rashbam says Kesaka Daita Hashta. Right now, the Havamina is that Shtar b'Mili ba'Alma Mikne. That Shtar with words alone, you could be Kone a Shtar with simple words, Dibur. And Shinistratza Hamochel Achnos LeLokeach by simply saying that when Lokeach the Mocher says there is no document to according to Rashbam. Now he says it's all yours. Take it. That's the Mili. So that mili will now get me to acquire the shtar that you actually wrote. Even though the shtar never made it to the hands of the lokeach, I am kone that shtar because your simple agreement, the verbal agreement to sell me the land. So certainly the case above, the shtar b'shtar mikne, when there's a real document too, will be good to be kone document number one. So that's the shiloh. The Gemara says no. Agav shiny. The whole world of Agav is very different. You can't bring me a raya from this case of Agav. Rashbam explains. My kani shtar Agav ara shiny. The chaven shehichzik, Rashbam says, bekarka, kani leil shtar Agav ara. Once you make an acquisition on the karka, so through Agav, you get the shtar as well. The mikroi nafkalan, the bekedushin, it's a gzer sakasav. Velav hainu mili. This is not mili that's going on here. When I'm acquiring the land from you, it's almost like a meshicha, and that draws with it the shtar as well. We're not saying that the verbal agreement that you gave me, that mile, is going to acquire the shtar. It's the karka that I'm being kona is what brings the shtar along with it. And that has no bearing on the sugya of mili b'mile. This is karka b'mile, not mili b'mile. That's what the Gemara explains. Gemara brings a raya. Dehomatbeya, a coin, delo nikne bechalipin. If I try to do a kinin sudar, I lift up a handkerchief to try to acquire some coins from you, it doesn't work. However, agav ara nikne. But if I buy property from you, that property can drag along with it matbeya. So we see that there's a difference between different types of kinyanim. Agav is a very powerful kinyan. Agav could draw many types of things with it. It could draw matbeya. It could draw shtar with it. But things that are not agav, then it's limited. So you can't bring me a raya from agav to any other type of kinyan working of shtar and shtar, mili b'mili. So that's the proof from this case of the Gemara of agav. So what's the case of agav of with matbeos? So Gemara says, ki hadir rav papa havale tracer alfei zuzei bechazai. Rav papa had 12,000 coins in bechazai, a certain place. There's a machlok is whether it was bitaras pikadon or whether there's bitaras halva. There's a toast in the bottom talks about halva. It's a little bit more complicated there. You might need a harsha there. Again, a complicated sugya. But either way, he had 12,000 coins in Bechazai. And Akninu Nehale L'Rav Shmuel Bar Acha. So now Rav Papa wanted to go get this money. Now in Bechazai, they wouldn't give it to anyone other than Rav Papa. Rav Papa couldn't appoint a shliach. They'd only give it to the rightful owner. Now a guy wants to go to the bank and take out money from me. They're not going to give money to Reuven if it's not me. It's my name. So unless you prove that you're the owner, the bank's not going to give the money. So Rav Papa, for whatever reason, couldn't make it to Bechazai. So how is he going to get the money back? He's owed $12,000. So what did he do? So Akninu Nele L'Rav Shmuel Bar Acha Agav Asefa DeBesa. He now had been makne the money over to Rav Shmuel. Now Rav Shmuel is the new owner. How did he get Rav Shmuel to get the money? The money's in the bank somewhere. How do I transfer money to you if you're not the owner? So he says, listen, he says to Rav Shmuel, I'm going to give you the back of my house, some property, the back of my house where I don't use. It's all yours. And through Agav, in addition to buying, acquiring that land, you're going to also get the 12,000 coins over there. That's yours. So now you're the rightful owner. You have your sale of your proof of sale. And now go ahead to the bank and take the $12,000 out and then bring it back to me. That was the deal that they created. So that's what he did. And he was able to collect the money. And Kiyasa, when Rav Shmuel was returning back from Bechazai, Nafik Lape Adetavach. So Rav Papa went to greet him. Tavach is another place. He met him halfway in order to retrieve the money. Okay. So we see that either way, what we learn from this story is that Kinan Agav works to be Kone Matbeos, even though Chalipim doesn't work for Matbeya, Agav does. So to above, even though Mili B'Mili doesn't work in general, but Mile B'Agav does work. Okay. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah. Much earlier, the Mishnah told us about lo machar losa avadim losa metzufrim losa antiki. We said when a person's selling a boat, so along with the boat, you don't get the avadim, you don't get the workers with it, you don't get the martsufim. What were the martsufim again?
Sacks.
They were the sacks, and the antiki were what? The merchandise in the sacks, I think?
Yeah.
Come here, okay, beautiful. So Gemara says, my antiki, what does antiki mean? Amar papa, iske de begavid iske, the merchandise that was on the boat, that's not going to be acquired along with the sale of the sfina. And the new Mishnah tells us that Nasnisin machar es ha karon v'lo machar es ha pardos. So a person, let's say, he sells the wagon, you don't sell the pardos, the animals that are dragging the wagon either. So Rashbam just explains here that the karon is the agala, the wagon, and pardos is the moshka the karon. Simply they're the mules that are pulling the wagons along. So you sell the wagon, but you don't sell the mules. Machas are prados, you sell the mules, below machas are karon, you don't sell the wagon. They're two independent sales. Machar esat semed, lo machas a bakar. You're selling that yoke that goes over the cattle, and you sell the semed, but you don't sell the bakar. It's a separate independent sale. Machas a bakar, lo machas a semed. They're separate sales. However, comes along Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hadamim modin. No, there's no klal here. When you sell something, they're sold independently. You know, batteries are included or not. It depends. How much money did you pay for it? You paid a lot of money for it. You know, a yoke, I don't know the price of it, if anything, but you're paying a lot of money. So seemingly both the wagons and the mules will be included. The cattle and the tzemer will be included together. It all depends on what's the going rate. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that the Edomim are modi, and they'd let us know what happened. Ketad. Amar lo machali tzimtcha b'masayim zuz. So a person says, sell me your tzemed for 200 zuz. Everybody knows, you look at the market value, shena tzemed b'masayim zuz. It doesn't cost that much money. So 200, it's going to seemingly include the bakar as well. Look at the price, look at the market, and look at how much he's paying for it. Comes along chachamim omrim, ein hadamim raya. Nope. There is no raya from the money that's sold. Rather, why the guy spends so much money for it. Rashbam says, perhaps he's giving a matana, he's giving a gift. He wanted to give him some extra money. So this is a way to give the guy an extra tip. Okay. So the Gemara says, Tani Rab Tachlifa Bar Marava. Yeah. Oh no, the Gemara is going to ask that question. So the Gemara says, Tani Rab Tachlifa Bar Marava Kamid Rav Yebohu. Machas akar and machas apradas. He argues, the Braisa here says, if you sell the wagon, you sell the mules along with it. It's a package deal. V'ha anan lo machar tanan. Our Mishnah says, no, it doesn't come with a sale. They're separate mechiros. So Amalai, isame, it must be, Rashbam says, isame mikami masisin. Let's get rid of the Braisa in the face of the Mishnah. If we have a Mishnah versus the Braisa, so we always prefer the Mishnah over the Braisa. So the Braisa was incorrect. Really, the halacha should be that lo machar es apradas. So Amalei says, "Lo, don't do. Why get rid of the brisa? There's an explanation. The Mishnah and Masnisin, the Mishnah and the brisa rather, are talking about two different cases. Titargim, you could explain the Masnisecha, our Mishnah, Baduk and Bo, when they're attached to each other. Rashbam says, Shekshurim beyachad b'shas mechira. They're attached. You've tied the tzemed or the karona and the prados, the tzemed and the bakar. They're attached. Therefore, it's all one sale. But Rashi said the other way around. Yeah, the Mishnah is okay. The Braisa is where they are adukin, and the Mishnah is where they're not adukin. That's the different. That's the situation. Okay. Mar now quotes from the Mishnah. Machas et tzemer lo machas et bakar v'chulei. Hey Chizami, what's the case here for selling the tzemer and the bakar? Ilema the kari litzimna tzimna v'le bakar pshita. If everybody calls it tzemed a tzemed, and everybody calls a bakar, so there's no shaila. I asked to buy a tzemed, and you sold me a tzemed, and the bakar is not included. It's a different sale. Mm-hmm. If I'm looking to buy steak, well, you don't throw a chicken in there, because one's called a steak and one's called a chicken. So Gemara says, shita tzimna zavanle, bakar lo zavanle. It's obvious that when he bought the tzemed, he was only interested in buying the tzemed and not the bakar. Ella, dekar le nami le bakar tzimna. If it's a case where they also refer to the bakar as tzemed, it's a package deal, so then that would be obvious. Kulit zavinla. When I go to the store and I buy a tzemed, I go to the farm, I buy a tzemed, everybody knows that tzemed means the bakar is included. So that would also be obvious. So the case must be lotzricha b'asra, the karla tzimda tzimda, l'bakar l'bakar. The place where everybody calls it tzemed a tzemed, and everyone calls it bakar a bakar. However, there's ikanami, there are those, the kari le bakar tzimna. Some people refer even to the bakar as a tzemed, as a package deal. So that's the suffix here. When the lokech was interested in buying a tzemed, was he of the rove that seemed to say tzimna tzimna only? Or was he part of that population that even called a bakar a tzimna? So Rav Yehuda says, let's look, it's a suffix. Savar hadamim modin. So since it's a suffik, let's look how much he paid for it, and that will tell us, dictate what he bought. Was it only a tzemet that he bought, or did he also buy the bakar? But Rabbanan Savre ein hadamim raya. There is no proof from the money. So the Gemara asks, this is Ricky's question now. V'i ein hadamim raya levi bitomekach. Wouldn't this be a violation of no? It's yeser mishtus, which we hold betel mekach. The whole sale should be thrown out. The tzemet, let's say, goes for, 20 zuz, and the guy's paying 200 zuz, so that's clearly going to be a violation of onah, an iser, and then a bitul mekach. So the Gemara says on the top of Ayin Chesem Amin Aleph, we'll take it to the Mishnah. Let's say maybe Rabbanim don't hold such a concept. Maybe they hold, look at Rashbam, how he explains this Havamina, top of the Amud here. They don't hold a bitul mekach. Kolomar, in other words, dona vada islu. They can't argue an ona. Ona is a din deraisa. The mina Torah ksiv lo sonu. There's definitely an isser ona. Aval bitul mekach leslu. They may not hold of the concept that the mekach will ever be canceled. Elasvirlu. Rabbanan hold. Yos mishchus kishchus atzma dami. That more than a sixth overpriced is like a sixth itself. Which is what? That kane, the kinin's a good kinin, but mach so na. So the guy's paying 150 zuz over price, so the sale's a good sale, just get back the 150 zuz. But bitul mekach doesn't exist for Rabbanan. And that's why they say, ein hadamim raya, return the extra money, but this is a good sale. There is no problem of ona in terms of bitul mekach.
Why should you turn the extra money?
Because that's ona.
No, but he made a deal. He has a price. The buyer comes along, he pays the price.
No, but though these are halachas of ona means that's what the Gemara's Bava Metzia tell us, that there's not only an iser, but there's also a requirement to pay back, at least for a shtus. When there's a shtus, the halach is, there's an iser, but you return that sixth difference. The sale's a good sale, but you need to pay the difference of a sixth. That's what the halach is. They have to go back to Bava Metzia as to why that is. But
thing of buyer beware is, I guess, out the window.
Well, then that's a whole other thing. If he's a buyer beware, so then if he has time to do research and look into it, and he doesn't, and he does the sale anyways, we're talking about a case where you trick the guy. That's what typically is, where you told the guy it's this much money, and the guy said, oh, okay, and then he was tricked into it. That's typically a situation of, oh, no.
Well, the cannibal marks it. So the other meaning is that if he doesn't give it back, he's over. It's mamonos, or it's also something else.
There's an iser. Definitely iser. But you also have to return the money as well.
So it's both.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe the rabban hold when the rabban again say that ain hadamim raya. It's no proof, and therefore the guy spent a lot of money for the temet. He spent 200 zuz for a temet, which cost 20 zuz, let's say. So the gemara had asked. So maybe he should be bitul mekach. It's way over ona. And so maybe the Gemara suggests maybe Rabban don't hold of bitul mekach. It's a good sale. But lo, can't be. V'hatnan, the Mishnah tells us, and this seems to be agreed upon by, I know we'll see in a second, sorry. The Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hamocher, Sefer Torah, Behema Margalis. The person sells an animal, person sells a Sefer Torah, or he sells a pearl, a gem. Ain lahem ona. There's no set value. These certain things, a painting or something, which has no set value, whatever a person pays for, that becomes the value. So come along, amru lo, chamim say, lo amru ela es elu. These are the only three examples that there is no ona. But every other case, every other sale, there's a violation of ona. So therefore they do hold of ona. So Gemara says, I have a question right now. Aren't we talking about a behema here? We're talking about
the.
Oh, that's what he's saying here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, where is it? Does Rashbam quote this? Must be in this long Rashbam here. So, anyway, so he says the only examples we have that there is no ona is again by avadim sharos for karkalos, but your example of a sefer Torah, an example of a behemah and a margalos is not included in the ain ona. There is ona by those cases, in which case there should be ona by the tzemet and the bakar, and by the karon and the prados. So the Gemara says, my ain damim raya. What does the Mishnah mean when the Chachamim say ain damim raya? You can't look at the money for the proof as to what he bought, what he didn't buy. Nami dekatani tavi bitul mekach. What he means to say is, since you can't look at the money, it's telling us that if daka was a bitul mekach, since he overpaid, we don't say look to see how much he paid. No, we say, since he mentioned Temed, he was only interested in buying Temed. I paid 200 zuz. That means he overpaid. That tells us that there's bitul mekach, and the sale is null and void. Then the Gemara says, "Ibai Seima." Another explanation of the Rabbanan is as follows.
Sorry, this is an explanation of Rabbi Dima,
of Rabbi. Rabbanan. The world of Rabbanan. They hold of Ona. Right. They hold of Bittul Mekach. So how come the Mishnah says? How come they could say Ein Hadamim Raya?
Right.
So the fine, you know, too bad the guy spent overpaid. So we don't look at the money for what he bought and included in the price. The Gemara says, but won't that then be Bittul Mekach? It's way over Ona, way over Shtus. So the Gemara says, that's what it means. When he says, Ein Adam Raya, it means that since you can't look at the money to tell me what he bought, since he only asked for the Tzemed, exactly. And turned out he paid way over the Tzemed, Bittul Mekach. Ibai Zema. The Gemara has another suggestion as to what the Chachamim mean. Ki Amar Rabbanan Ona u'Bittul Mekach b'chdei shadas toa. So when do the Rabbanan say that there's Ona? And when do they acknowledge this Bittul Mekach? When it's within a range that a person wouldn't make a mistake. It's a few dollars off, within a six or a little bit more. But in a case of Al Bichtei She'eino Das Toeh, Lo, Eimer Matani Yavle. The guy pays 500 times the price. No one makes such a mistake to spend that much money on a tzemed. It must be that he willingly gave the extra money over Bitaras Matana. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a great day. Those from Akashi have a Chag Kashi V'Sameach, a safe travel.